Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Say, every time we talk to Gina Thorson at Stormy Cromer, I just want to jump on that website and, like, get more. I just love the quality of their stuff is unquestionable, and it's just so cool. I mean, it's one-of-a-kind stuff.
Yeah, well, if you're in Ironwood, Michigan, and shopping at that factory store, just run down the street a little bit, head towards downtown, and you'll run into probably one of the coolest barbecue trailers you'll ever lay your eyes on. And there's a beautiful woman working in it, and this big, hairy man whose name is Nate Price. How are you, buddy?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
So, you know, our conversation led for this whole show to turn into a UP show. So thank you for motivating me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's what we call wraparound support.
There you go. Yes, right. Yes. Well, you've got a good marketing mind. I also ran into a Facebook ad from a fellow over in Engadine called Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, and very cool company. And then, of course, we have Stormy Cromer on a couple times a year, so I had to have Gina on, and we're going to wrap up the show now with you. Save the best eatins for last right now. Tell us about Up and Smoke.
Up and Smoke Barbecue up in the UP. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. So we decided to bring the South to the North. True stick burning barbecue. True family recipes that I've brought along since childhood. So yeah.
And your barbecue trailer, who made that?
Custom Trailer Pro,
okay,
out of Tennessee. They do a great job. They've been amazing, actually.
The Custom
support
trailer
that I've gotten from them in reference to service and stuff like that, they've been absolutely amazing.
Okay. So for our listeners, you know, everybody has something that they want to try and perfect on the grill or on a smoker. What do you consider your best food?
For sure, our brisket's probably one of our top sellers, and then our pork belly is also amazing.
Oh,
as well.
People kind of want to learn how to do pork belly. What kind of advice can you give to our listeners on doing a proper pork belly, something that, you know, will make it disappear?
Oh, man, the number one recommendation I can give with any barbecue is just patience. You know, good consistent temperatures, and just be patient, baby, be patient.
So what are you doing to it? Are you brining it? Because that would make it bacon.
No brining, just basically we're sliced. I get the whole slab of the pork belly, just kind of pat it dry, slice it into, you know, probably an inch and a quarter strips, and then cube it up. And then just some of our house original rub that we came up with here up in Smoke, we put it on the smoker.
So you're cubing it, rubbing it, and then smoking it?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what temperature would you think is best for that? You have to go a little higher since it's so heavy and fat?
Yes, yes. Anywhere between 265, 285 is where I like to be with the pork belly.
Otherwise, it's just going to take forever and you'll reduce it and you'll end up with jerky.
Yeah, get okay. A little tough on you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever flash it or throw it across some grates and give it some high heat to get crisp it up?
Yes, sir. After we smoke it, we cube it up. We kind of baste it with our house barbecue sauce. A little bit of honey that we get from a guy down in Wisconsin, which is Schrader honey. He raises his own bees, and then we put it in, we cover it, we raise it, we raise the temperature to about 350 on the smoker.
Oh.
And then we put it back on there for about 30 to 40 minutes.
So you're actually smoking the whole belly, then cubing it, and then putting it back on, rubbing it, putting it back on. I see.
Yes, sir. Cool. Yes, sir.
This is Jop. I'm Bob's partner, but thanks for making time for us today.
Yes,
I ran into a guy that did that with beef belly as well, and exact same thing. Just smoked it down.
Really?
Yep. Cubed it up, put the sauce on it, and then put it back in to crisp it up.
Wouldn't that be a skirt steak?
I don't know. He described it as part generally that gets ground into hamburger.
Right.
Right. And
interesting.
And, and he did it with beef. But that's got to be a top seller for you, though. I mean, it's like barbecued bacon almost, isn't it, when it's done? Just chunks of it?
Barbecue candy, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Barbecue
candy. Even better.
Nate knew I was testing him when I asked him what his favorite thing, because a real barbecue guy, at least up here, is always going to be trying to master the brisket, and that's what we all strive to make, is better brisket. And I mean, you get to a point where you just, I don't know if you can make it any better. I mean, if you're doing it great, I mean, probably shouldn't mess with it, but I was kind of playing with you. So do you sell
bulk meats, or is it meals, or both?
Both.
Great.
Both.
Great, man.
Yes, sir. Both. We're actually getting into shipping pre-cooked meats here really soon. So
I like your...
People will be able to...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I like your website, and you've got a calendar on there. Is that how people book their catering events?
Yes, it helps people book their catering events, and also we do a small amount of traveling over the summertime when we book some bigger events. So it gives people the ability to just stay connected with us, as well as through catering, as well as private orders. So yes, sir.
You hook that big trailer up to that big old diesel truck, and you hit the road.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you're in the UP, where can we find you?
We're in Ironwood, Monday through Sunday, Ironwood, Michigan, and then any other events that we do in the UP, we will post on our calendar. We do the UP State Fair in Escanaba.
Oh, that's a wonderful fair.
Yes. That's the only fair that we do, because we definitely like to support our UP events.
Well, good for you. See, that's what makes you that guy.
Yeah,
I appreciate that,
cool logo out there, because I see. Well, I guess it's probably just part of your yard art, maybe not a logo, but you've got a bear body with a hog face on it, all carved out of wood, and it says "Up and Smoke Barbecue." Really cool.
Oh yeah,
really cool. That's a one of a kind. Never seen anything like that before, man.
A bear. Well, I don't know how Boris. His name is Boris.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is.
Say,
yeah.
Hey, man, listen. Earlier today, I was talking to a guy and he said you had a bear body. So his name is Boris. There's a guy in the UP as well. If you head, so Highway 2 takes you kind of east-west across the UP, right before you get into Superior, there's a guy there named, I think his name's, I apologize.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Grizzworks.
Oh.
Wood Carving is the name of his business.
I did.
And,
no wonder it looks like a bear on the body then.
Dude, I'm telling you, Ironwood, of course, my grandma lived there. All my uncles and my family's from that area. Mom was Lake Ogebic. Dad was Wakefield. And so my childhood is all spent walking around the great Hiawatha and standing on his toes. But I've watched that town dwindle down after mining and the mills and everything left, and that's a hard-hit area. So I give you a lot of credit for taking your fortune and your bride and going up there and investing in that community. I think that shows a lot about your heart.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that.
And I want to tell you, I ripped off your name. I did an event at a pot shop. I had a ghost kitchen after I met you. And I did an event there, and I called it Up in Smoke.
Nice.
Sold barbecue in their parking lot. The great combination, I might tell you.
It was supposed to be a one-day event, but he forgot. So it was there for three.
Ironically, he forgot.
Well, we have a situation in my town where there's a trailer park, there's a Taco Bell, and a pot shop. It's the devil's triangle right there all together.
Sure. Sure.
All right, Nate Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan. I love talking to you, and I can't wait to see you again. Maybe I'll have to try and get to Escanaba for that state fair. That's a wonderful idea. The banana belt of the UP.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I definitely will make my way down your way, too, as well. And it's always a pleasure, man.
All right, well, listen, we've got a lot of bedrooms and no kids anymore, so you got a place.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Nate Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan.
Cool place. If you get up to the UP, you got to swing by there, because he's got Southern Barbecue in Northern Michigan.
Well, you can go to the Stormy Cromer Factory Outlet Store,
right,
and then cruise down there. Dude makes a righteous brisket. You know,
yeah,
I'm a snob on brisket.
You are. Yeah,
he proved his worth.
And
with
you
me.
Said he uses all pecan wood.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
And that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to The Grilling Guys. Get out in your backyard. Hey, the snow's leaving you. Fire up a grill or smoker. Create some grill envy and have a good weekend.
Yes. One word. Ketchup.